Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Bread Energy, the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated. 101, this
is the Fox. Yesterday we know that specific things were open. We know that you could go and get your hair cut, barbers were open, salons were open, people could go to swimming pools, golf. I saw a friend of mine was straight to a golf course. I thought that was. I mean, it's not the thing I would jump at. I know Sam Newman would be there yesterday.
Yeah, he would have been there.
But that fascinates me.
Like, I didn't do any of that. I didn't do anything.
No, I mean, but even in 13 10 60, we're going to ask the question: What did you do yesterday? Were you gagging to do something and you finally got it done? Byron, your beard is far more manageable.
Thank you. Yeah, I got the beard
still
fade.
Long.
Yeah, well, I kept the length of the beard. You've got to groom it. The barber was Jono Colombian barber. He's booked out the whole week. I mean, people were racing in there, and you know, but look at all the other things you could do. I can't believe you guys didn't take advantage of this.
Just on
top end.
I drove past that on the way home, and there was people lined up at the front.
Bet.
Like full on. I thought they were getting coffee, and when I looked, it was a barber shop.
You could have gone for a swim in an outdoor swimming pool, Fev, with up to 30 swimmers yesterday.
No thanks.
No
people PP in there.
You know, I was thinking about that because when we were talking about that yesterday, I was curious about that. And apparently it's very good for people. What were the reasons, Leon, you were giving me? Physiotherapy, some people.
Hydrotherapy, I think, yeah.
People who can't exercise because of joints, you know, whether they can't walk or. But then I thought to myself, but imagine the wait list. Like if you were somebody that genuinely needed to use a pool for your exercise because you can't do anything else. But what if just greedy people who just wanted to swim were trying
just
to get
a dip.
In. Yeah. I think it should be
literally.
I think it should be people who need swimming for exercise should be given
precedence. Did you do anything?
No. I did what I. Do you know what? This easing of restrictions didn't affect me at all.
No, it didn't affect me either.
You know what?
I went to the park for 2.5 hours.
Well, there you go. That was half an hour more than you could have the day before.
No, but I added it up. Oh no,
went 2 hours a day.
Oh, it's 2 hours.
It's now unlimited. You could go to the park all day now, mate.
Yeah.
So you did take advantage.
Could you stop playing COD? Can you just get out and about a bit?
I did go out. I went out, took the baby for an hour, watched a bit of SAS while the kid ran around.
What about Keane? Okay, what if you're like Fief back in the day was a great skater? Now, yesterday, it's a big day. It was
a
big day for skaters.
Why won't
you believe that? I was a skateboarder.
Anyway, maybe
you take it used to be wild when you're drunk, like, hey, that's fun time Fief, but I won't take skating.
I was a skater.
All right, so.
Yep.
What sort of tricks could you do?
Lots of them. 101.9
The Fox. Right now with Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast, this is an unbelievable get for our show.
What a coup for the show. We are joined by independent presidential candidate Brock Pearce. Good morning, Brock.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Brock, this is fantastic to have you on, and we've just read the most recent poll in New York. The state of New York has you in third place to be president of the United States. So congratulations on that stat. And let's talk about how you got here, Brock. We know that you're seeking to heal and reunite your country and harmonising the right and the left. I also know some of your campaign elements include supporting mental health initiatives. So to give Australians a bit of insight into you, we know that you've made a lot of money through cryptocurrency. You are also a former actor. How did you arrive in this position where you are now a presidential candidate?
Well, so I've spent my life doing lots of things, building things out of nothing, often things that people perceive to be impossible, meaning that no one had ever done it before. And so having held offices all over the world, I look around, and if you see what I see, if you feel what I feel, things are not right. The United States feels like the divided states, divided politically, economically, racially, while simultaneously facing very real existential threats, environmentally, technologically, pandemically, potential conflicts with other nation states. I think we're doomed if we don't do something different, which is why I'm running. And I can summarize why I'm running in one word. That one word is love. I love the United States of America. I love the American people. I have so much faith and so much belief in us, but we need to do something different. What has served us in the past will no longer serve us in the future. We need visionary leadership that's positive.
Wow. Piercy, Donald Trump. Now, over here, he gets a lot of publicity. If he wins, is that what you're talking about? Your country's doomed if he goes for a second term?
Well, I don't think that whatever happens in this election cycle, that will be the end. I think that we have a little bit more time than that, but it does feel like the 11th hour. I do believe that not only the fate of this nation will be determined over the course of this decade, but likely the fate of humanity. And what happens in the United States impacts everyone. It impacts people in Australia. And so I hope the American people wake up and understand the most important lesson, which is we are supposed to act according to our conscience. We are supposed to vote our conscience. We're supposed to do what we believe to be right. We only have the power to change ourselves. And as we become our best selves, we have the ability to inspire others to be the change you wish to see in the world, not to act out of fear, but to act according to your conscience.
Oh, gosh. I can hear you on the podium already, Brock. I think you'd be you're already a trailblazing technologist and innovator. You would be an incredible president. On the campaign, how much interaction do you have with the likes of Donald Trump and Joe Biden? What happens, but I guess we don't see behind the scenes. Do you have much interaction with them?
Both camps have reached out, informally on a number of occasions, mostly because they're like, okay, is this going to be good or bad for me? And as I like to say, I'm not running against anyone. I'm running with and for everyone. We are, winning votes on both sides basically equally, because the message resonates with what most Americans are. Most of us are somewhere in the middle. Most of us are moderate. Most of us just want to live our lives and have freedom.
Brock, are you there? Do we lose you?
We might have lost him right when he was just really firing up in that last...
I tell you what, his acting is coming into play, isn't it? Like, think about it, Ronald Reagan was an actor.
He's brilliant. He's brilliant.
He's so good at speech. Like, he's got me. It's like listening to Kiefer Sutherland in, what's that movie, that show he does?
Yes.
Designated Survivor.
Yes.
That's a great show.
I think actors.
I was going to ask him about Goldberg.
No, that's
save that.
His role in...
Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, I don't know if he wants to talk about that. Anyway, I think we've got Brock back on the line. Brock, we may have lost you there. I'm pretty sure I've got you back on the line, Brock.
Yeah, and so I was just saying that we're not impacting either candidate in a negative way. We are. We don't run a negative campaign. You won't see me speak negatively of anyone. There's enough of that happening already. That is not what we need to hear more of. What we need is a unifying message. And the majority of the American people really are in the middle. And we're pretty common sense. We're sensible human beings. The problem is that politics have polarized this nation.
Brock, you're coming across so well. And I cite Ronald Reagan, former actor, was an incredible president for the United States. And I think you orate so well. You speak so convincingly. You've got we can't vote, but you've got us behind you. Do you mind if we reflect on, because a lot of Australian listeners, my co-host here included, will know you from, now you stopped acting at the age of 16, but you were in the Mighty Ducks, and that was one of my favorite movies of all time. Did people still bring that up with you, or have you well and truly moved on?
Oh, no, it's brought up all the time, America, and I think the world in general is fascinated with media and celebrities. But the movie I made that's most relevant to what I'm doing now is, at the age of 14, I starred in this movie called First Kid, where I played the son of the president of the United States of America. Bill Clinton and Sonny Bono had cameos, and I actually got to spend some time in the real Oval Office.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Wow. Well, Brock, thank you so much for your time. It's been wonderful to speak to you. And then, can we just say, if you do become president, and we love that scenario where that's what happens, do you think you'll come back on our show?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's my news.
I turned 40 next month, which means we got 2024.
Yes.
We've got whatever happens in this election, we are doing our best. But we got the next 4 years to campaign to get this message out. And I guess I like to think of us as the Avengers. We're here to ultimately save the world.
Yeah, same with our show. We can't agree more. That's our pitch as well. Brock, you can head to brock.vote for all the info on Brock Pierce. Get there, brock.vote. Thanks for your time this morning. You'd be very busy. We'll let you get back to your next commitment.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
101.9 The Fox.
The hottest show last night on the telly was this SAS Australia on Channel 7 with the 17 celebrities competing in SAS challenges. These are the challenges that the real SAS soldiers go through, and it was hardcore. It was really hardcore. It's certainly going to put Survivor in a different light. Like, you know, what do they do on Survivor? They go out on those basically inflatable
Survivor's,
structures
Survivor's
and just hit each
hard.
Other with...
Because of the hunger and stuff. But this SAS boxy.
There's no inflatables in this. This is hardcore.
This is real.
And I think the biggest talking point from last night was, if you're not familiar with this show, there's all sorts of people in it. A lot of sports people, like the Iron Woman Candace Warner.
She's tough.
James Magnussen, the world champion swimmer. Yep. Then there's Ali Ochin from The Bachelorette. Yep. Faraz Durrani, an actor.
This is what she said. I just don't want to be known as that beautiful blonde on TV.
Did she say beautiful blonde?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good thing to be known as, I reckon.
No, but people should wait for someone to say that too.
Right. Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Say the blonde on TV to say the beautiful blonde.
Right.
Anyway. You start telling people how good you are, Byron.
Oh. What? Coming from you. Anyway.
Chappelle Corby's on the show. We were talking about her a bit earlier. But another celebrity is PR queen Roxy Jacenko. And I think one of the biggest talking points last night was Roxy on the show. Shall we hear how she presented herself at the start of the show?
People would best know me as a serial entrepreneur with five businesses. Failure, in my mind, has never been an option. I don't actually think I've had a failure. I honestly can say that. I think I've put everything in place so that I'm not in a position where failure occurs.
Fast forward 6 hours and this happened.
My leg's killing me. I can't do it.
You haven't any?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're 100% sure?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Why?
It's painful. I don't want to give up. And that's why I came. It's what comes
Move! From. Okay. Unfortunate. Go on.
Over for you?
Yeah.
It's done? You sure?
Yeah.
She was out of her depth.
Now, do you know what? I'm going to defend Roxy because I knew about this. Mm-hmm. She had an accident 6 weeks prior to this. So she fell off a horse and she fractured her hip.
Yeah.
And she was in hospital. She's got evidence of this. She's got the medical certificate to prove it. She'd made this commitment, though, so she went ahead with it. So there's an argument to say she actually wasn't physically fit enough to do it. And if you're going to cause yourself more pain, of course you're going to leave the show. So I have no problem with her leaving. Like, she probably should have... not gone.
And, right, yeah.
And but she, true to her word, she said, I made the commitment and I wanted to go through with it.
And as the staff would say, excuses.
See, I don't think I'd get along with those guys.
No, see, I remember doing one of these. We did it for about a 3 or 4 day period. And I still remember my number. I was 7. They mentally get you. I could tell you everything about that camp.
Really?
It was torturous. And it stays with you. Like, it mentally scars you. Like,
I've got some audio, guys, if you want. This is one of the other challenges, which was the fight challenge. So just imagine, even whether we want to imagine whether we'd go, well, Fev's already done it, but Fief, whether you would want to go through with something like this.
Right, listen in. What we're going to do now is the closest thing to combat that you will experience, apart from being shot at or shooting someone. You will have two commands, fight and stop, when you face off with your opponent. There will be no dancing around. You will stand toe-to-toe and you will punch a hole in your opponent's face. If they hit the deck, you will follow up and you will punch them until their face is deep in this dirt.
Seems a bit excessive. Does it have to be that hardcore?
Yeah, well, this is where I'd go through. Like, I'd go okay. I probably wouldn't be able to finish it because of the 14 days, like, physically, probably.
Because
I'm not fit, unless I did a Merrick and led up to it, and then I'd be okay. But mentally, I'd be sweet. But physically,
yeah, mentally, you'd be able to do this.
But physically, I don't know if I'd be able to do it. Like, I was watching last time. I was like, ugh. And you would just be like, I don't need this.
I just wouldn't do the show.
Yeah, you would, just wouldn't be done.
Not enough money in the world.
No, you'd just be done. You'd be like, nah, I'm not calling you staff.
Yeah. It's like when Tough Mudder comes around and we go, come on, let's all do it. Let's not.
And Byron, I reckon, Byron would be, like, he'd have a crack. Like, he'd be wanting to do it, but physically he would be awful. He'd be the Roxy And mentally, I reckon I could break him hard.
That's what I think. I think physically he'd do it. I worry that mentally you'd break him.
Yeah, break him.
I wouldn't do it if Fev was doing it.
Yeah.
He would destroy me.
Yeah.
He would make that his only mission. He wouldn't even care. As long as he destroyed me, he wouldn't care what happened at the end.
Oh, but you literally wouldn't. Yeah, you wouldn't get through.
Every morning he puts you, like, think about it. And I'm just thinking of all the you haven't broken him with all the age gags yet. He still fights back with those.
Well, because I look younger than him, so that's
because
easy.
Because he doesn't get it. He gets home and he goes, oh, that's what he said.
Working on the show is like being on SAS for the last 5 years.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Speaking of the grand final this weekend, and it fortunately they're both local teams, and as someone who barracks for the Bulldogs, but half my family barrack for the Tigers.
You're sort of in the middle of both of them.
So I'm sort of a Tiger. But I also grew up, you know, when you've grown up here in Melbourne in the 80s and 90s, Geelong were just winning all the time. So it sort of became a bit, well, you guys have had a fair crack at it.
Well, they were winning, but they didn't win the big one.
No, I know, exactly. They were always one of the best teams.
And West Coast.
The Tigers, you know, because of the last few years have been this incredible resurgence since 1980, they tend to be a fan favourite, but that's nothing to take away. We know lots of wonderful listeners are Geelong supporters, and go Geelong, go Cats, go Tigers. At least we're both local teams.
Yes. I love the Cats. I love watching the Cats. And I love the Cats ever since I played at Yarra because of the hoops. The Yarrawonga jumper is a Geelong jumper.
Oh, yes.
Geelong are just great. See, this is, as somebody who isn't invested in the football team Geelong, I just know Geelong is a solid team and always has been a solid team.
Yeah, they're good people. They're good culture. Mm. They've got good people at the club. Nearly went to Geelong. Only got drafted to Geelong.
What happened there? Why didn't you?
They picked up Peter Street and they were going to save me for later and then I ended up going to Carlton.
But
they
enrolled me. Peter Street? I've never heard of Peter.
You certainly didn't win.
Exactly.
Okay.
Certainly didn't win two comps.
They made a mistake, but that's okay. I could have been a triple premiership player if I went to the Cats. My whole life could have been different. I could have been a good boy. Good culture down there.
Are you saying that Geelong could have shaped you into?
They could have shaped me into a superstar.
About Dennis Pagan? I think he did his utmost. He did his best with you.
I tried.
Yeah, he did Dennis, as much as he could.
Yeah, but Dennis, he's the coach, but we had a few wayward players as well. Geelong didn't have any of that.
Really?
Yeah,
who were your wayward players?
Well, we had a few.
Who led you astray at Carlton? This is great news. Like, imagine, this is great.
No one led me astray. I think I led other people down the wrong path. But there was no, like, senior players when I was sort of the older player.
Silvani? You know, like,
no, but they left.
Kernahan?
Like, yeah, but they all left.
Kernahan.
No, Kernahan was, mate, how old do you think I am?
I don't know.
No, but they all sort of left.
Did you play with Dipper? No, you were a bit after that.
They all sort of left. Like with Geelong, they just got all the
Ratten? Wasn't he around?
Yeah, Rats. But then Rats become a coach, a bit different.
I'm just trying to figure out who was the bad boy.
Rats is not a bad boy.
No, I know. I'm trying to figure that out.
No, there's no, read the paper who I hung out with. It's been publicised a lot.
Oops.
Oops,
don't bring in anyone.
No, because he's our mate. I was just saying a big shout out to Ryan Houlihan.
No, but it's just different cultures. Like, I would have loved to have gone to Sydney because Sydney, I nearly went to Sydney because Sydney had that culture. They took Barry
Hall. When you say nearly, there's lots of clubs you nearly went to.
Well, you speak to them. Like, when you're at a contract,
and
they come to you and
they
say.
They reject you and say, we don't.
No, I rejected them.
Did you?
I say, I'm going to stay.
Who did you reject?
I nearly went to Sydney. They come and met with me.
Why didn't you want
to
go there?
Certain things. Just didn't end up...
What were the things?
We thought about it, me and Shooksy, back in the day. I signed a deal at Richmond.
You signed a deal at Richmond?
Yeah, signed a three-year deal at Richmond.
What happened?
Because I wanted to play with Pneumo. Terry Wallace was a coach. He came to my house.
Wonderful ex-Bulldog player who I loved.
They organised a contract, but then Dennis Pagan, when I went to tell him the next day that I was leaving, he said, if I've got to put up with this bip for the next 3 years, so do you. Rip the contract up. So I ended up staying. Okay, I'm in it.
Is that out of interest? Is that something he could do? Or could
I think I had a year left on my contract.
So why did you think you could go and sign another contract when you were already
under
contract?
Because I'd agreed to a deal to leave and they said, no, we're going to give you 4 years or something.
Okay.
I think I signed for more cash. I said, thank you.
Could have been a Tiger, Fev. Wow.
Could have been a Tiger. Could have been Geelong, but that was just draft. So I could have been anyone at the draft.
Speaking of the Tigers, now we talked about this earlier in the show. Obviously, you know, it was on
Cricket Chat.
What's that show where
a bloody podcast?
No, but what's that show where Mick Sheen's on the couch? You had that feel there, but anyway, continue.
No, we were talking about this earlier in the show because Daniel Rioli is a close friend of yours. He was part of your family.
Yeah,
he lived with you for a few years.
He is family.
And he is playing. Now, you said that on game day, on Saturday, you're going to send him a text message. And yeah, you're working on it.
Well, I message him before every game.
Yeah.
And then he messages me back, and then I message him after the game about how he went and stuff. So I'm pretty honest.
And now it's like a, what do you call it?
Superstition.
So the superstition is you want to send him the message on game day. You've been really working hard on it.
Yeah. No.
What your message is going to be.
I'm a bit nervous this week. I'm not even playing. I'm a bit nervous this week because it is a grand final. So I want to write something special. To like, he probably doesn't even care that I write him, but
no, okay. He's not reading your messages.
No,
he's
he
doing
does.
That thing where he opens
back.
It and then
you've seen him, he writes back, he sends me love hearts. We're tight.
Well, I did say to you because I'm
can't
not bad at rhyming
him,
verse, so yeah. I'm happy to. I've just drafted something really quickly.
Oh, you
just
do you want me to send him this today or before the game?
Send it right now.
Okay. What?
Here we go. Right. Write this. Ready? It's just a little quick verse that I think will sum up the goodwill wishes that we send Daniel Rioli on Grand Final.
Can
day.
He say it's from you or is it just from
no,
him?
No, it's from Fev.
Well,
just before you start, Alex said you forgot to mention Collingwood also wanted you. I did.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, here we go. This is you to send this to
thank
Daniel
you.
And you can't
you.
Say that I wrote
okay.
it. Dear Daniel Rioli.
Well, I'm going to start with that.
Yes.
All right.
You've
dear
got to
Daniel
do it for
Rioli.
Me.
Do you think he knows his own name?
Dear Daniel Rioli, you are as good as a delicious cannoli. Clearly your years living with Fev were fruitful. On Saturday night, let's see you kick a bootful.
Oh!
Yay!
It's pretty good, but obviously he knows that's not coming from me.
No, okay. Some tweaks. Take out Fev.
The only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated. 101.9. This is the Fox.